My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. On the pitch. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hey, look at this. This is so cool. So God worked this all out. I had somebody that was going to be on in this segment, and she suddenly realized that she had a doctor's appointment that she couldn't miss. And so she messaged me. She said, "I'm so sorry, I've got to reschedule." And I said, "Okay." And the Holy Spirit said, "Don't worry about it." And I was like, "Okay, I'm not going to worry about it." And here's Greg, who is able to hang out with us for a little bit longer, because this is so important. Folks, if we don't get elections squared away so that we can get God-fearing people, and David Justokas and I have talked about this, and David's somebody I'm going to introduce to Greg, because he was the guy that was there over Allegheny County in Pennsylvania as the Trump guy watching to make sure that the election was counted right, and of course they were put in a cage where they couldn't, and then of course all this other shenanigans that took place. But we talked about the fact that in the first 13 colonies, in their constitutions, if you didn't believe in God or confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you couldn't serve in government. And it was because they knew that in order for these people to truly represent the people, they better have the fear of God in what they did and know that there was a judgment that they couldn't escape, even if they could pull some kind of nonsense and escape the judgment of the people. And we don't have that right now, but we need to get back to that. And that only is going to happen, Greg, is if we can get pure elections. So talk to us about, you were going into what they did and kind of what we can do. Go ahead.
So we talked about the fake mail-in ballots.
Yes, sir.
And I was talking about the USBV drives and the way they infuse the votes.
Yes.
So what you're going to find is a common occurrence in these counting centers, and also they can do it throughout the country. They'll withhold these V drives. They hold on to them. Now that election's on over in one night, we don't have election day anymore. We have election week. And if they don't get the result they want, we have election month. You know, then, you know, maybe election quarter.
Right.
What they did is after they, you know, they turned the machines off, they went, holy cow. The reason they did that is they were, how many votes do we need? He still beat us. You know, he still beat us. So they have to take these USBV drives, and they were prepared, and then they craft the vote. Now, there's multiple ways they can do that. You know, one of the mistakes I think people made when they were investigating this is they talked about Dominion and, you know, people connecting electronically through the Internet. Is that possible? Is it even probable? Yes. It's very, very hard to prove. You know, network engineer.
Right.
So it's much simpler. Remember I said earlier it's a system designed by geniuses to be executed by idiots.
Right.
All you have to do is take that VCard, and now I have the result that I need. And I have 40, there's 1,000 VCards, okay? I only need 40 or 50, maybe 100. I just need these VCards. I hold on to them for a few hours, a day, 2 days, 3 days, and say, okay, what do I need? I program them, okay? I can even program one. And then I get the election result I want. Where I was going was, when they do that, the way you get them and the way we can stop it is for people to ask and demand the return sheets, the election materials, the audit. Now, what they do is everything should add up.
That's the blue and the yellow pages and the books. Got it.
The V drive should match the paper ballot, right?
And if they
didn't.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
It's impossible, but you'll find that in every county. They didn't match up in Delaware County. They don't match up in Philadelphia. They don't match up in DeKalb. Fulton, Maricopa, they don't match. So the way people can do this is in their own counties, after the election, they can say, I want all the election materials, and you got to give it to me today. Not 90 days from now, not 120 days from now, and then we're going to make sure it all adds up. And it didn't add up here. And because we knew it didn't add up, and as many investigations as I've done,
right.
I said, they'll destroy it. We got them on video destroying it. We have video of them tearing stuff up, throwing stuff away,
shredding.
Saying they're going to have a campfire.
Right.
They admit on video we fabricated the whole election. It was impossible to reconcile. The entire thing's a fugazi. We have it on video.
Well, the issue there is they're saying we can't. I mean, I remember Broward County a couple of elections ago, and their answer was, well, we can't seem to reconcile. They asked for, there was a recount, and Broward County became the one that they needed to recount. I don't know if you remember that or not. It was a couple of election cycles ago. And Broward County came back and said, the problem here is that we can't reconcile the numbers. Well, that's exactly what you're talking about. Why can't they reconcile? So, they can't reconcile because it's fraud. Because it's fraud.
They needed 100,000 votes, 50,000 votes to flip it or do whatever they did so it doesn't match. Now, what they want you to do is if you fire a bullet, when the bullet leaves the casing, the cartridge, and hits a body, all right, if they come up and they say, well, let me count the bullets over again. Well, yep, 6 bullets are in them. That's an autopsy. That's not an audit. What they want you to do is they want you to say, hey, well, look, at you just recount the ballots over again. Just count the 6 bullets. See the 6 bullets. That's not an autopsy. I mean, that's not an audit. That's an autopsy.
Right.
What you want to do is Where's the cartridges? What gun did it come from?
Right.
Okay, was the serial number of the gun?
Right.
Who held the gun?
Right.
Who had motive? Where were they? Who did what?
Right.
That's how they solve a crime. They don't walk up and say, hey, just count the bullets over again and see, he's dead.
Well,
that's what they want you to do in these elections. You can't fall for it.
Do the ballistics on each bullet match the barrel that they supposedly came out of?
Right. That's an audit.
Are the terms...
Where did the mail in ballots come from?
Right.
Were the V drives that came out, and it says right in the election law in the code, strict chain of custody. I can wrap up if you can give me a couple more minutes.
No, I can. And then I'm holding my finger up just because I remember we were talking about the God thing, and the biblical worldview, and folks, the here's the thing, God is the line of truth.
Mm-hmm.
God is the line of truth, and that's what the biblical worldview is about, the application of absolutes and the application of God's truth and his objective morality in every situation in life, and that includes elections. Go ahead, Greg. I just right because I mean that's we've got to get back to that.
Well, I think that God, the whole point of evil to begin with, the whole point of evil is that without evil, there can be no free will. There can be no free choice. And I think that that what God has done here is he's given people choices. Okay? Are we going to... We've been given a republic. We've been given a godly country. Are we going to fight for it?
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are going to fight for it, there's a lot of fear. They've come after Lee and I with claw hands. They have called us. We are classified as domestic terrorists.
Sure.
Sedition. I mean, classified by Department of Homeland Security as domestic terrorists because we challenged the election. We've had special agents from the state and the FBI show up at our house. You know, I got tickets showing up from 4 years ago. Strange cars, thugs showing up in the middle of the night. I mean, it's a scary thing. But if you're going to do this and you truly have faith, you put on the armor of God and you let him take care of that. And the full armor of God, you have to look at, for people who, that's an actual phrase and it's biblical where you can go into the Bible and I don't remember, actually, I think it's Ephesians, but I'm not sure.
Ephesians 6 is the full armor
Ephesians
of God.
Ephesians 6.
Yes, sir.
Right, so it's a good verse to read.
Yeah.
If you put that on,
helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, gird your loins with truth, shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel, the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy, and the sword of truth, and that's what you're speaking with right now. Go ahead.
And God will take care of the rest.
Yeah.
So, because we know how they do this, okay, now we know how to stop it. Now, there's two things you mentioned. You had a friend who was an observer in Allegheny County.
Yep.
During this election, they set up all these pens. And the way they did that is they created a new class of election worker called an observer. There's no such thing as an election observer. The Democrats and the Republicans, I call it a uniparty, they crafted a situation where they're it took me 5 hours to fight my way into the counting center because I was on a secret, double secret probation list out of Animal House. I finally get in, and they go, you got to stay in this pen. You're an observer. I said, I'm not an observer. I'm a certified poll watcher. I said, what are you talking about? I can go wherever I want, and I can challenge any ballot I want. And I said, I can't. Yeah. So what they did is they went to the Pennsylvania.
You're breaking up really bad all of a sudden, Greg. You're breaking up really bad. We're getting about every third word, maybe even every sixth word.
10 seconds. I'm going through this one bad area.
You're fine.
5 seconds.
I'm not going to cut you off. You're good.
Okay.
Everything's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the one area that's a bad area. I'm going again on the back.
All right.
It's only a few seconds.
Now, it's fine.
So, because we know what they did. Okay. Feel it. If you can hear me, it'll only be 2 seconds.
All right.
Can you still hear me?
I can. It's a little.
Can you still hear me?
I got you. It's a little rough, but I got you. Yeah, it's real bad again. You're frozen on this end now. I don't know if I'm going to lose you or if you're going to bounce back.
I'm
almost there. Almost there. Greg Stenstrom, author, Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception.
Back?
Yep, I got you back now. Now we're good. Go ahead. Well, I thought I had you back. We got to take a quick break. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this break. More with Greg coming up.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner.
I'm sorry.
I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the thing. On Bhadradrago.
Gosh.
And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Gregory Stenstrom, author, Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception. And Greg, you were walking us through, give us the story about Allegheny County and what happened there. And then let's walk through the numbers that you just told me that were identified just in May, in the primary in May. And then finally, what poll watchers can do to turn the tide on this in the upcoming 2022 midterms.
Great, yes. Well, part of our, we've actually litigated this, and one of the cases was recently dismissed for mootness. Mootness is important in this case because the exception to the mootness clause is if they continue, government officials continue to do something, it's not moot. In Allegheny County this year, May of 2022, at the end of the election night, they said we're missing 31 V drives, 31 of these devices that transfer the votes to the tabulation servers. We're missing. Now, in a primary, about 20% of the people in a midterm vote in a state. That's it, 20%. So that held across the state. Well, it was a very contentious election. We had a lot of different and tight races. 2 or 3 days later, they find the V drives and they plug them into the system and they get the election result they wanted. Now, the problem was instead of 20% of registered voters, they ended up with 109% of registered voters in Allegheny County. And for people who don't know where that county is, that's Pittsburgh. That's a major city.
Right.
109% of registered voters voted in a primary, okay, and the way they did that is they infused votes afterwards. There's no way to do that with mail-in ballots. They'd have to come in with pallets of mail-in ballots. They can't do it. They have to do it electronically, and there's no connection to the internet. They use these V-drives.
Use the V-drives. Okay, and Allegheny County, again, this is also the place, and you were telling us when you got broke up, this is where David Justokas was the Trump guy that was in charge of organizing the people, and they actually disapproved certain individuals from being a part of his team literally the night before the election. Oh, they pulled all kinds of shenanigans in Allegheny County. And you were talking about how you showed up there as one of those, you know, affirmed individuals that was supposed to be a poll watcher, that was supposed to be certified poll watcher, and you're told, you got to stay here behind this line in this cage. You can't go look at anything. And you told them what?
Well, I went in and I said, I don't know what an observer is. A certified poll watcher is actually observing the vote on the behalf of a candidate, and also is the only citizen in there who can intervene with standing for the rest of the citizenry. So we're actually a representative not only for our candidate, but we have the ability to file lawsuits and have standing before the court. Everyone deserves a fair election, but only certain people have standing. And the way the courts look at it is the candidates have standing because they've been directly harmed, and certified interveners, people with a right to be there. So your friend was probably a lawyer. And
yes.
Pennsylvania, this case, In Re, what they did is corrupt lawyers, including DAs, attorney generals, corrupt boards of elections, and corrupt attorneys, they misquoted the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court, they just said an observer does not have the right to intervene, which is the law. They said what they said specifically was a certified poll watcher, that standing doesn't change. But they skipped that part, and that's why they put all these people in cages. I don't have to be in a cage. And I said, I'm not sitting in a cage here. And you had to fight your way in. So right. What you do is you have to get some training. You can't just show up and be a jerk. You have to have training. You have to go a day or two of training. You have to read what the law is. You have to understand what your role is. And you're not there to interfere. You're there as the eyes and ears of the citizenry and your candidate, okay, to make sure it's a square election. And then if something comes up, to point out, say, you know something, I don't feel those mail-in ballots don't look right to me.
Right.
I want to see them. And they would have had to go over and show us.
And that was the battle that David was in, was fighting them to say, hey, you can't put us in this cage. You can't keep us back here. But of course he was also fighting because they wanted to label these people so that way they could control them. They wanted, in other words, right. When you said I'm a certified watcher,
poll watcher,
mm-hmm. They said no, you're just an observer. Well, they were doing that in an effort to try to be able to get you to get into the cage so they could lock you in the cage and keep you there. All right.
Into the pen.
Yep. All right. Greg Stenstrom has been our guest. Rafael Cruz is going to join us on the other side. We're calling pastors. Pastors have got to get engaged in all of this and get engaged in this fight. We have to get engaged, and we have to get our flocks engaged. Because, look, America was founded as a Christian nation. It's our responsibility. Greg Stenstrom, thanks for being here. Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception. We'll have Greg back very soon. Much more coming up. Stay tuned. Show Generation Radio, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process. Reduces emissions and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And, well, my next guest probably needs little to no introduction. I hope you recognize this incredibly handsome face that's looking at you right now. Of course, those of you that are listening to me are saying, wait, I don't see his face. So let me introduce you to my very dear friend, Pastor Rafael Cruz. Rafael, welcome. Oh man, I love this day in the month because it means I get to see you.
Pastor Greg, it's so great to see you. You're looking good. You keep losing weight. You're looking great. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. 100%. 100%. Well, man, you know, the church, I mean, the call for pastors to get engaged in what's happening, I think just keeps getting more and more critical. The more we watch what's being taken from us, you know, religious liberty. I mean, I had Joe Kennedy on last Friday, Coach Joe, lovely man. I know you know Coach Joe, or have met him, right? You've met Coach Kennedy.
Well, he had a great victory, and yeah. Praise God for that.
Yep. But, you know, we better not sit back on any laurels because we're a long, long ways from where we ought to be relative to the church. I mean, they're talking about shutdowns again, and you've got churches and pastors that are all going, okay, we're gonna close our doors again, Pastor.
No, I don't think so, Pastor Greg. I think the majority of pastors, as a matter of fact, two or one pastors that I have talked to have said to me, not again. We will not do this again. We will not allow them to shut us down again. It's about time that we draw a line in the sand. I do not think they will be able to shut us down. The shutdown was a horrible mistake. It destroyed America. It destroyed our economy. And actually, we have a lot of kids with emotional problems. The number of suicides among the youth has increased dramatically, and I think the shutdown had a lot to do with that.
Sure, sure. No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Let me ask you this. What do you think is the biggest issue for pastors and churches right now? What do you see as the greatest challenge?
Well, the greatest challenge is that too many pastors are still drinking the Kool-Aid. They're still hung up on separation of church and state. And they are just tickling men's and women's ears. It is sad that there are so many churches around America that where wokeism has become a part of the church. And they are trying to continue to tickle men's and women's ears and be politically correct while the country is going to hell in a handbasket. We need to wake up pastors. They need to realize that as shepherds, they have a responsibility to lead and not to fall behind the pulpit.
I preached a sermon just a couple of weeks ago, and it's been pretty well received, where I said that I believe that the greatest lie the church has bought is, I'm a sinner saved by grace. And here's what I mean by that. I start out by saying, if you are in AA, no matter how long it's been since you had your last drink, you stand up in the AA meeting and you say, hi, my name is, I'll say Greg, and I'm an alcoholic. Even though you haven't had a drink in 40 years. We need to stop professing as Christians that we have not been transformed by the work of Christ on the cross. There's a difference between a Christian who's engaged Jesus at the cross and somebody who just is a passerby that's never had that encounter.
Well, as a matter of fact, you touch on something that I preach all the time. I spend 6 months in a Bible study talking about identity. Most Christians don't know who they are, and because they don't know their identity in Christ, the devil walks all over them. And as a matter of fact, that statement, I am nothing but a sinner saved by grace, I said it many times before I knew better. But the reality is that is not biblical. No. You were a sinner who saved grace. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, but he, God, made Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin for us, that we may be made or we may become the righteousness of God in Christ. The reality is there was an exchange at the cross. Jesus became who we were, that we may become who he is. He became sin that we may become righteousness. We need to change the cassette, and instead of saying, I'm a sinner saved by grace, we need to declare, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. And let me tell you why that is so important. If you continue saying, I'm a sinner saved by grace, you become sin conscious. You're always under condemnation, and that drives you to sin. On the contrary, if you declare, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, you are righteousness conscious, you are free from condemnation, and naturally you do works of righteousness because you understand that you are a new creation as righteous as Jesus in our spirit. Now, of course, we live in a body, we have a soul which is unredeemed. So we need to renew the soul by the word of God. That's what Romans 12, 1 and 2 says. And the book of Ephesians tells us, in Ephesians chapter 5, we do that by the daily washing of the water of the word. We need to be in the word of God. And then realize, look, you know, a key scripture is Romans 8:1. If you look at it in many of the translations, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the Spirit, but after the flesh. In the earliest manuscripts that have been found, the second half of Romans 8:1 is not there. The original earliest manuscript says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, period. There is no caveat. And why is there no condemnation? Because Jesus took all the condemnation. And the ministry of the devil is to put condemnation on you so you will be rendered inoperative in the body of Christ. We need to declare the greatness of Jesus Christ and exalt Him in everything we do. When we do that, we will become lights to a darkened world, and we will be able to transform this society and transform what's happening, but it has to start with us.
And you know, it's one of the reasons, Raphael, that I encourage people to make this declaration every morning, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. And you and I have talked about this. Of the Son of God. Not in, not us trying to have faith in Him, but no. And that's why the King James Version, to my mind, is so critically important, because it's the only one that says it that way. And that is so, oh my gosh. Because look, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Hebrews 11:6. But He is such a loving Father that He gives us the full measure of His own Son's faith so that we have the ability to fully please Him. Because the only one who ever fully pleased God was Jesus Christ.
Amen. But Christ is in us. And Romans is a measure of faith. Not a measure of faith, but the measure of faith. Mm-hmm. We all got the same faith. Now, our faith grows how? The same way you grow a muscle.
Yep.
You put it to work. You exercise it.
Yep.
You walk on it. You act on it.
Yep.
You believe it.
Yep.
You see, the problem is, so many Christians have drank the Kool-Aid of the world, and they have this concept, you have to see it to believe it. That's the world. No. In the Christian walk, you got to believe it to see it. That'll be like Romans chapter 4 says about Abraham. He was fully persuaded.
Yeah.
You have to be fully persuaded. God said it and it is so.
Look,
and I choose to believe it.
I would not be here. I wouldn't be here, Raphael, if there hadn't been faith involved in believing that I could be here.
Amen. Amen.
Okay? Because they gave me a 2% chance to survive. And
I remember those days, my brother. I remember that we stood in faith and in prayer and just declaring the promises of God.
Amen.
And we're seeing the fruit of it now.
And before that, they gave me 3 to 6 months to live back in 2004. And there's a connection between that, because if I hadn't been putting the naturopathic medicines, the extra vitamins and all of the minerals and all the things that I was taking that a normal 55-year-old body doesn't have, because at 55, everything's supposed to be dying. But for me, at 55, everything had new life in it. And Jesus and the resurrection power touched all of that new life. And here I am.
But you know, if you talk about those supplements, that is God. You know,
absolutely.
Ezekiel 47 and Revelation both tell you the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. It is God that put in nature everything that you can be fulfilled. We're a marvelous and wonderful creation of God. And at the cross, Jesus said, it is finished.
Amen.
It is finished. Salvation, healing, and deliverance was all provided for at the cross. All we have to do is receive it.
Amen. Well, it's one of the reasons that
Abraham said, I am fully persuaded. He considered not his own body now dead, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. He was fully persuaded. We got to be fully persuaded. Well, let me tell you, my brother, we need to stand on the Word of God.
Amen. All right, we got to take a quick break. I blew right out of the break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of this coming up right after this break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the things. On and this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look.
look.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Rafael Cruz calling all pastors. Man, we're having church up in here. And we need to. We need to have church up in here, folks. Look, if we don't get back to God as a country, if we don't return to faith, get our young people encouraged and excited and recognizing how incredible the life with God is, oh, man, I'm telling you. It's we live and move and have our being. Rafael, you were telling me about this revelation about, you know, holiness and how you're communicating why this is so important to understand and the freedom of it. That's what I hear. When I hear you talking, I get excited because I hear people are going to be free.
See, what happens, Pastor Greg, is people really don't believe the Bible. We need to get back to the basics, get back to the fundamentals. You know, the Gospel of John chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And then verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Those three verses mean that Jesus and the Word are one and the same. The Bible is Jesus speaking to us, and you can bank on every word of the Bible. And so we need to believe the Word. We need to believe the Word. The Word is God speaking to us. And what happens is, you know, like, for example, you take John 10:10. I have heard so many preachers quote John 10:10, the thief comes not but to kill, steal, and destroy. That's not what it says. It says the thief comes not to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And the most important part of that sentence is steal. The ministry of the devil is to steal the word of God from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he came to Eve. Did God really say? Question the word of God. And if he can steal the word from your heart, he can kill you and destroy you. But praise God, Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly. Life to the fullest when we understand who we are in Christ.
Amen.
We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We are a new creation. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are heirs of God. We are one with him.
Amen.
That's why there is therefore now no condemnation.
And the idea where Jesus said, be ye perfect even as your Father in heaven, but then he went to the cross and perfected us. That's the thing we have to understand. And it's not arrogant to say, yes, I can live. Look, where does the kingdom of heaven reside? In me. In me. Jesus Christ said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Do we live in a fallen world? Yes. Do we live in a world where all of this stuff is going on around us? But listen, the Word of God also says that creation is moaning for the manifesting of the sons of God. All of creation is hoping, wishing, desiring that we would get a hold of what Raphael and I are talking about right here, because then we begin to change the atmosphere around us.
You see, when we understand that the ministry of the devil is condemnation, then we understand that condemnation does not come from God. It comes from the devil. You got to realize, the Apostle Peter says that when we come to Christ, we are translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God's real Son. We move to another kingdom. We are a new creation, and as I said, in the Spirit, we are as righteous as Jesus. Now, people get caught up with that. It's not self-righteousness. It's His righteousness.
Amen.
That He put on us.
Amen.
It's nothing to be boasting about ourselves. Now, and the question, the big question, the elephant in the room, why do we still sin? Well, the reason is we live in a body, we have a soul, which is mind, will, and emotion, and the soul is unredeemed. And if you are like me, I didn't come to Christ till I was 36 years old. There's a lot of bad programming in this mind. And if I don't renew my mind with the Word of God, that bad programming can cause me to act in the wrong direction. This is why we need to renew our mind by the daily washing of the Word of the Word.
And then what we will understand is that in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. So what you'll understand is again, it goes boils back to the question, did God really say? Did Christ really do the work? Is it really a completed work in you? And it is. And so when that temptation comes, when you feel like, oh, I'm going to fall, I'm going to fail, I'm going to battle this or what have you, you can say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I am righteous. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, get behind me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have victory over this, and it no longer rules me. And we've run out of time, but look, that's why I tell you, that's why I play at the end of the day, every day, because at the end of the day, we're going to be called to account for what we do with this knowledge, with this understanding, and I pray that you'll grab a hold of this and live in victory. Raphael Cruz, thanks for being with me today, my brother. I so appreciate you.
Well, God bless you and encourage everybody. Go to the polls and vote for righteousness.
Amen.
Vote for men and women that will uphold the Word of God and the principles of the Word of God.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want Him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my Son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.